In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On Wednesdays at 11:30, we've got the Midday Midlife. And here on the Chris and Amy Show, because, you know, we've got people here in their 30s and 40s, and we don't want to call it, we don't call it your midlife crisis because you're not in that, right? But
not a crisis.
It's not a crisis.
No.
But people are raising kids at our age, and some have, not me, but some have younger children. And one of the issues that is facing families and children today is the use of devices, use of mobile phones. And we've seen a lot of schools around the country curb the use of these mobile phones because of various reasons, and how much screen time you have during the course of a day. There are studies that suggest it's detrimental to your development and your overall health. To talk about some of this with us is Laura Tierney, the founder and CEO of the Social Institute. It's an organization that equips students, educators, and families with skills necessary to navigate the social world. And Laura is with us now on KMOX. Good to have you with us today, Laura. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Well, so we just talked about a story, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, about setting a good example for your kids in terms of how much time you are on your own phone, and that by doing that, you can sort of curb their use. But what we really see is a thing called a digital double standard, where parents, they're on their phones all the time, but they don't allow their kids to be. So what's the challenge and the problem with that?
Yeah, well, we always say, you know, kids can't be what they can't see. And research calls this observational learning, right? It's where children, they learn and imitate the behaviors of those around them. And I feel like technology, especially cell phones, gets at the heart of this. And so digital double standards, I mean, they're everywhere. They're at the dinner table and they're in the car when you're using your phone and maybe should be focusing on the road ahead. So especially as the rise of smartphones, you know, students are accessing it at younger ages, but even other devices like smartwatches and watching the television, like all these devices, parents can create a long list of rules, like, you know, no phones in the bedroom or no texting and driving. But ultimately, how you're role modeling that yourself is one of the biggest educators for kids.
So, but substantively here, Laura, Brad Young here, substantively, one could argue that there's a difference. If a parent is looking at their phone a lot for work purposes, that's obviously more important than a kid looking at their phone to see what stupid things their friends are doing. Okay. So substantively, I think we could agree there's a difference, but what I'm hearing from you though, is it's not about the substance. It's about setting standards for your kids to follow. Is that a fair way to distinguish that issue about one's important and the other, it probably is not?
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, at the end of the day, every family is going to have rules, and that makes sense with adults guiding, you know, kids to be healthy, happy, and successful. But you get buy-in from kids when you have collective standards. And we've heard from students, we've collaborated with thousands and thousands of students over the years at the Social Institute. And students, these kids will say, I am more bought in to my family's standards when I know that, you know, the adults in my life are also following them as well. And so the real insight is collaborating on those standards and co-creating them together as a family. And so, yes, there are going to be times when you have to check that work email or you have to stay a little longer on that Zoom call, and the world is a little bit different for how we navigate screens. But if you can align on those collective standards around screens at the dinner table, around screens kind of in the bedroom or after a certain time, you get the child's buy-in. And that is so important into establishing that responsibility and trust.
So that is what, you know, what Brad said, that you might have an important email or a text, or maybe you're going through a, you know, for example, here we have a show text thread, and maybe we're talking about what's going to happen next, and it might take a little bit of time. But if you're telling your child, hey, you can't be on your phone, but I'm going to be on mine. So how do you do that? How do you go about trying to convince them that it's okay? It's okay for me to be on my phone right now because this is important. How do you do that?
Well, the first step for any family, it does not matter if your child is 2 or 12 or 18, I recommend having a family standards agreement, something that where you have to reflect on, process, and actually write down what your family standards are. And you might be thinking, well, I already created that 2 years ago, like, and it didn't work. But the key is once you create it, you hang it in an area that's visible and you revisit it as a family. And you could revisit it every week. You could revisit it every month. But you talk about those standards together. There's a famous study that was done that talked about how, you know, parenting, half of it is being consistent and the other half is being responsive to a child as they grow and get older and unlock more responsibilities. And I feel like that's so important with technology, is it's ever evolving. And so we have to constantly look at our family standards agreement together and think about how it might evolve. And I just, some examples of what to include in your agreement, right? Like, I know our family certainly follows a lot of these, is, you know, at night, phones will charge in a common area, you know, rather than the bedroom, or no phones during meals, or we'll only text and share, you know, content that reflects our values. If we choose to get on social media, our accounts are going to be set to private. And so the key, though, is the entire family signs this agreement. And so everyone is responsible for helping each other live up to these standards together.
We're talking to Laura Tierney. She's the founder and CEO of the Social Institute. And Laura, when people are addicted to cigarettes and they're told to get off of cigarettes, they can't just stop the cigarettes, they have to replace it with something. So when you talk about, like, at the dinner table, if you just tell your kids, I don't want you on your phones during mealtime, and yet you're sitting around the table and it's stark silence for the next 30 minutes while the meal is consumed, you're not really replacing it with anything. So are you also then advocating that in place of us being addicted to technology, we invest more in the relationships with our family members?
100%. You said it so well. I mean, I feel like with every negative thing that you want to replace, there's a positive that you could, a positive habit that you could build in. Like, instead of just like no screens in the bedroom, you know, the positive is replacing it with a family charging station, you know, in the kitchen. Or instead of just like no screens during meals, maybe you build out like a family kind of conversation question bowl. Or there's cards that you could buy online or on Amazon for like $5. And it gives you all these questions instead. So instead of just, hey, how do we confiscate something and leave kind of a gap or a hole there? I know our family leans into those like family conversation starters at dinner. And it, like you said, that key word earlier, of just like, it builds trust and connection. And that is, those I feel like are the ultimate ingredients that like when something goes off course in the future related to technology, your child will come to you because you've built that trust and connection with them over many meals and over many bedtime routines and more.
So what do you tell a child when you've set these rules, and maybe they're already used to having their phone whenever they want, and now they've got this fear of being left out because they know their friends are probably talking to each other or doing whatever it is they're doing, and now you've got to say, yeah, that's okay, they're doing their stuff, but you can't, sorry, so you're going to be left out. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, well, when you talk about your family's standards agreement, you have to hit that every family has different standards, and you might be at a different stage than another child, you know, could, just with different values that the family has. And when I have the chance to work with students at different schools across the country, and when I'm speaking with them, I use sports as an analogy. And I talk with them about like kind of rookie varsity pro. And if you look at some of the great pro athletes, Steph Curry, you know, Serena Williams and others, they don't just go pro right away. You know, you have to kind of build up and there's milestones. And the same goes with technology. And so you might simply be at a different milestone than someone else in your class. And it stings a lot at first as a parent, and you get the tantrums, you get the, you know, well, mom, everyone else is on TikTok, you know, dad, everyone else, you know, is in this group chat. And I think that's really where that the consistency comes in as a family. Like, you know your child best, and you know the milestones that you want for them before they have, you know, certain access, and you really have to stay true to that. But talking with them, how every family has different standards, is so important up front.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Laura Tierney is the founder and CEO of the Social Institute. And Laura, it's chic today to blame everything that is wrong with our world on social media. That's a hip thing to do today. But from your perspective as an expert in this area, what specific issues do you see in terms of children, young adults, teenagers? What are the actual issues that you see resulting from social media addiction?
Yeah. I mean, I talk with the students about how social media and tech, they can enable amazing things in our lives, but they can also derail our goals and dreams and priorities. I mean, I got 3 out of my 4 jobs thanks to social media and tech and following role models and connecting with mentors and tapping into my interests by watching certain YouTube videos and like learning and hobbies and more. But at the same time, you see students, you know, making posts that tarnish their reputation, or they're using it excessively. They're comparing themselves to others. They're now using AI to maybe take a shortcut in writing a paper for school. But for every negative that you hear in the news and more, there are a lot of positives. And so the phrase I use with families is like empower and equip instead of just scare and restrict. And instead of just talking about don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, like how can you actually use tech to control tech in our lives? And so instead of just saying like, get off screens, you know, you're on your screen so much, how can instead it be like, hey, let's set up a focus mode on our devices, or let's set up a screen time limit, but think about what you could do instead of just what not to do. And I think you're speaking the positive kind of language of these digital natives, of these kids that grew up with technology rather than just looking at it in a negative way.
So what about, you know, we've seen data or research suggest that there are cognitive effects for developing people, you know, children, if they are on the screens all the time, as opposed to, you know, reading a book or just interacting socially with other people face to face.
What
sort of differences have you seen there in kids who are going through that and who are maybe doing a better job of not?
Yeah, well, there's it's I think so important that you all you're bringing that up now, because even just this year, there's more and more studies coming out that talk about the behavioral and emotional impact of using technology excessively. I mean, even there's this year, there are three major studies, tens of thousands of children, you know, in these studies showing that higher screen time use is associated with higher odds of ADHD, anxiety, depression, other behavioral problems. That was associated with more than 4 hours a day of screen time for non-school use purposes. So don't, you know, stress out if your child is using it for three hours a day or so on homework, but non-school use. I'm talking about like passively scrolling TikTok or mindlessly binge watching your favorite Netflix series. And so those are the kind of the passive consumption of it is associated with those higher odds of those outcomes. And so again, I think you want to set healthy boundaries with your child and above all, model it for them as well.
Laura Tierney, the founder and CEO of the Social Institute. This has been really enlightening. We appreciate you talking with us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.